live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are for free, so enjoy those on us. We've had people waiting very patiently through the news. We're going right back to the phones and to the fun. It's Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I forgot. No, I see your breast implants way back at the beginning of the last hour.
Yes.
I had a story. It's probably just a rumor, but it's come up several times when I was in the Army of a bunch of guys sitting around talking about the things guys talk about. And there was the rumor started that the Army would pay for certain women to get breast implants.
Really?
Yeah, they would. You know, the rumor was that if the female soldier played her cards right, she could get it for self-esteem issues. So I don't know. You know, taxpayer dollars could be going to pay for women's breast implants. I wouldn't put it past the government medical military health system. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something to think about.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, you would think that if you're going to try to help someone with self-esteem issues, you'd send them to a shrink or something like that instead of having breast implants. I feel like if you've got self-esteem issues, putting a bunch of silicone in your breast, in your chest, isn't going to help the situation. It may appear to be a cure-all, but I don't think it's much more than a temporary Band-Aid on a major problem.
I'm sure it's just the soldier, you know, working the system to get what she wants.
Yeah, oh, that's definitely
what
it is.
I could see this happening, you know, if there was government health care, there would probably be more elective surgeries like this while people waited in line for, you know, life-threatening surgeries and whatnot, so.
Maybe so. Yeah. The government's priorities certainly are screwy. There's no doubt about that. In fact, I've got something about universal health care to talk about tonight if we get the chance. Any other thoughts, Pete?
No, that was about it.
Before you go, how do you feel personally about the concept of breast implants?
Personally, it's up to the person. The woman wants to get them, well, that's her choice, in my opinion. But frankly, I really don't care for large breasts myself. You know, they're just sort of large bags of fat and milk-producing glands.
I'm with you, Puke. Thank you for the call, man. Well said. 800-259-9231. I think they're way overrated. I think that popular culture has somehow managed to convince women that having large breasts is a really important feature. And I think that's sad, because I think that women should be, instead of convinced that breasts are an important feature, should be convinced that intelligence is an important feature and self-confidence is an important feature.
If I had the self-esteem and the, I guess, just mindset that I had when I was age 14, 15, that sort of thing, I would have breast implants right now. If I had the money and was able to do so at age 15, I would have huge breasts right now and I would not be happy with them.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to, it is Richard in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Richard. Richard in California, going once. Richard in California. We don't have Richard. Let's try then Jimmy in Texas. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Nope. Okay, sorry about that. Let's go with Scott in Winnipeg. Hello, Scott. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, Scott?
I wanted to talk real quickly about King... George Bush.
Sure.
I'm Canadian, and George Bush scares me.
He scares me, too.
I know. I listen to people on Talk Live. Well, the more and more power he gives himself, and that worries me because America has such an impact on Canada.
Yes.
I feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for you in Canada, because your Canadian politicians are really just kind of pathetic. When the U.S. government threatens them, they just sort of run into their little holes and hide.
They keel over.
Yeah, I think it's sad.
And part of the problem is that our prime minister, there's a good thing and a bad thing. Our prime minister couldn't take that much power on as George Bush is, because he's just one. He's only the leader of his party, and whichever party is voted into power, that's who becomes the prime minister. And sometimes the prime minister will change while he's still in power if a new leader of the party is elected.
Interesting.
So he's not as powerful.
Theoretically, George Bush shouldn't be able to be grabbing all of this power, but when Congress just sort of stands by and whistles to itself,
it's completely extra-constitutional what he's doing, but nobody's stopping him.
Right. The judicial branch, the legislative branches aren't doing their jobs, and they're all working together to increase the power of the state.
In George Bush's defense, nobody's stopped any of the other presidents have done power grabs in the past. I mean,
right.
You know, there's nothing unusual there. It's just he sees that it's it worked all along, and why not?
Maybe it would be a case if the prime minister here decided he wanted to do that too. Maybe he could do it too. He hasn't tried, but it could possibly happen. I mean, we have the American Canada. The politics are different, but they're not that different.
Well, yeah, I understand that. You know, Canada's not too far behind the United States in that you guys have your own little Department of Homeland Security, and you guys are still involved to some extent in warmongering around the world. Certainly not the extent of the United States. You sort of tag along with whatever the U.S. wants to do. So really, what your politicians need is a little bit of courage. But then again, that would help with our politicians as well. And that seems to be a quality that's lacking. In politicians.
And the only case I can think of where we kind of stood up was where we decided not to go into Iraq because the UN wouldn't sanction it, and so we're not there. And most people I talk to agree with that.
Most Americans agree. What's it, 70% of Americans are ready to get the hell out of Iraq?
Yeah,
they've realized it was a mistake. They want to come home, but it doesn't apparently matter to the politicians. They're going to do what they want to do to enrich their friends and punish their enemies, which is how it's always been. Scott, thanks for the call.
Decide to start listening to what the people want.
Really, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I don't expect the politicians' nature to change anytime soon.
No.
It's the problem with the two-party system. Now, we're just going to likely, it's possible, in 2008, they're going to vote out George Bush, which, of course, he's got to leave anyway, but they're going to vote out the Republicans and vote in some Democrats, and it's not like they're going to give us the answer. They're not going to save us from ourselves.
You know, I think one of the reasons why George Bush appears to be so much worse than other presidents have in the past has a lot to do with the internet. I think that information is far more available now, and he's been in office for two terms. I mean, so he's presided, if you will, over this drastic increase in the popularity of the internet. The internet it's completely different medium today than it was 8 years ago. I mean, it was pretty popular in the year 2000, but it's far more popular now than it was back then. So Bill Clinton only got a taste of what the internet could do, whereas it has pretty much been in existence and watching closely over the Bush administration, the people on the internet have throughout his entire existence in office. So I think it's just a matter of we are now able to pay closer attention to what goes on in Washington, D.C. without having to get our news filtered through the major media channels like we used to have to in the past. And so we can become more aware of the malfeasance in Washington, D.C., whether it's George Bush or Alberto Gonzalez or you fill in the blank, name your favorite politician or least favorite politician. We can know exactly how they voted. We can go and find out, you know, what sort of bills they're putting in. We've got watchdog groups like DownsizeDC.org that are keeping an eye on things. And you know, DownsizeDC didn't exist in the year 2000.
It would have been difficult to manage it.
Right. So things are totally different today than they were back when Bill Clinton was in office. So Bill Clinton was just as corrupt as George Bush. He's just as bad of a politician. It's just that we probably didn't find out about all the bad things that were going on.
I think the economy was better under Bill Clinton. Not to say that he had anything to do with it. Who knows? I mean, to say that the president handled the economy well is like saying the cowboy handled the bull well.
That's a great point. Let's talk to Justin in Wisconsin. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Hi.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening for a while, and I've noticed a lot of people are calling in and asking Mark to take his shirt off.
I don't know why. They really should have been watching the camera every night, because there has been one instance where Mark was generally topless through a small portion of the show. So it has actually occurred. But your point, I'm sorry, go ahead. What was what about it?
But why do you think that people keep calling and then asking you to do this?
Well, maybe it's because he is a sexy, sexy man. That may be why.
That could be, Well, do you think that, constantly, letting into their wishes would, subside their demands for...
I don't know. I think it would drive them crazy, and then they would want it every night. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. They just wouldn't be able to get enough of you, Mark. Come on away. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. And some of those features include the wiki, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. You can see what I mean and change the wiki to your heart's content if you go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I have heard rumors that the Free State Project has already ironed out the details on the upcoming 2008 Liberty Forum, which we all went to last year, and it was, I would say, it was a lot of fun. In fact, I had a really good time at that. So the second annual Liberty Forum, rumor has it they'll be announcing the details in this month's edition of the Free State Project newsletter, which you can get signed up for at their website. And, of course, I'm sure we'll be also coinciding the announcement here on Free Talk Live as we learn more. So keep it tuned here for the latest on the Free State Project. 800-259-9231 to the phones and to the fun. To Rob in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, hello. I just wanted to touch base on what one of the callers said about the military breast implants.
Yes.
It was started up here at Malmstrom Air Force Base by a female junior officer, a Lieutenant JG, I believe, and it's entirely false. She just did it as a joke, and of course, leave it to you conspiracy nuts to sink your teeth into it and run with it.
Hold on a second. What do you mean we're conspiracy nuts? This isn't a conspiracy show.
You had this guy call and say that, oh, I heard that breast implants were being paid for by the military. And you guys don't even bother to refute any of it. You just say,
How am I going to refute him?
That sounds like our government.
Hold on just a second. Now, how am I going to refute him? I went on the Internet. I looked under Snopes.com. I saw nothing. I went on Google. I saw nothing. What am I supposed to do?
Well, thank you for saying that. Now you say you saw nothing. You answered my question for me.
How?
You know, you have this guy call up with no evidence. It's just because
he
heard some
rumor
or something.
He said that this is probably just a rumor, first of all. And second of all, I'd like to point out that probably about 6 months ago, Free Talk Live read this story on the air about a local government in Texas who was actually getting their bureaucrats that stomach surgery.
Gastric bypass.
Right. So I wouldn't put it past them. It's not really an unrealistic rumor.
And that gentleman who called in, hold on a second, dude. The guy that called in was in the military, and none of us were.
For 6 years.
Right. So, I mean, I was just taking his word for it, and he did make it very clear that it was just a vicious rumor going around. So perhaps you didn't hear that part, sir.
No, thanks for clarifying that.
There you go.
Okay. So don't try to correlate some Texas government with the United States government, okay?
They're both bureaucracies.
Governments are governments.
Oh, we just lump them all together.
Except the Army is much larger bureaucracy.
Yeah, the Army is one of the largest bureaucracies in the entire government, so.
Yeah, and if we didn't have the Army, you'd be goose stepping saying Heil Hitler right now, right?
Oh, please.
I love that one out. I love that one. Now, how exactly was Hitler going to bring over troops to this country?
Oh, not only Hitler, how about the Japanese?
Well, I was goose-stepping. Japanese didn't do any goose-stepping. You made an accusation about the German government.
Okay. Yeah.
About the Japanese government? How in the world is the island of Japan going to invade and occupy the United States of America with our Second Amendment rights?
How are they?
Yes. It can't be done.
Or how would they have?
How would they have?
How old are you?
I'm old enough to run for the office of president, and I'm older than Jesus was when he died on the cross. How's that?
Are you vaguely familiar with World War II at all?
I think I am.
Okay, and you know, they interred the Japanese. I mean, there were threats at our West Coast, in case you don't know it, okay?
There were threats on our West Coast. There were.
There's a difference between threats and then the realistic, real-world
occupation of the entire United States.
Of invasion and occupation, sir. How exactly would that work?
Well, I don't think it can happen either.
I agree. It cannot happen.
Well, so then how the hell can you make the accusation that we'd be goose-stepping, sir? That's absurd.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the call.
The guy who was lying on your program.
He wasn't lying.
He was probably telling the truth. He said he heard a rumor. It was probably a rumor, and that sounds like the truth.
That's right. And I'll be seeing him on Sunday because we know him personally, and he's an honest guy. He has no reason to lie to us.
He's been in the Army for 6 years.
That's right. He was in Iraq. Were you, Rob?
800. No, I was in Vietnam.
Okay, fair enough. 1-800. Another place that our military shouldn't have gone. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If we hadn't gone to Vietnam, would we all be speaking Vietnamese right now?
Doesn't seem likely.
No. It was interesting that normally they stand up a little bit more on those claims, but that he just got shut down. Because it's
completely
impossible.
He didn't have an answer.
Well, how could you answer that? It's an absurd claim that that people who support the government's actions, the military's actions in the 20th century and in general, they love to trot out. You'd be speaking German or Japanese right now.
If it wasn't for me.
Yeah, if it weren't for the U.S. military, you would have any freedom, and you'd be a Hitlerian fascist. And it's just nutty because it's just a matter of numbers. You don't even have to know much about World War II to understand that, well, there's less German soldiers than there are American people. America's awfully large in comparison to Germany. And the German soldiers were also spread throughout the continent of Europe at the same time. So were they going to pull all of their troops from occupying the countries in Europe just to put them on ships to come over here and fight against all the gun owners here in America and just to see what would happen?
Imagine trying to land ships on the shores of the United States. I mean, it just doesn't...
Thank God the
Founding Fathers decided to put the Second Amendment in the Constitution. Look, yeah. Every second or third person in the United States has a shotgun.
Right.
You are not going to occupy the United States. You're not going to occupy Keene, New Hampshire, where I live, I can tell you that.
Nope. In fact, it's that attitude right there. You're not the only person in America, Mark, that would have had that attitude of, you know, I'm going to defend my freedoms, I'm going to defend my country and all that.
Well, he lives in California. We live in New Hampshire, where we actually have a little bit more gun freedom.
Oh, I think in Montana, actually.
Really?
They've got the gun freedom there.
Absolutely. You're not going to take over Montana, I can tell you that.
No, but my point is that it's that attitude, Mark, that self-preservation, preserving liberty sort of attitude that would mean that even if there were no American military at the time of World War II, Hitler still wouldn't have been able to take over America.
And
would have been possible.
California has quite a few Republican districts that would be very gun supportive. Not to say that Democrats don't support the Second Amendment. Many, many do.
Especially here in New Hampshire, at least,
and,
from what I've seen.
It, the likelihood, and in California, every third or maybe every fourth individual, maybe only 25% of the population has guns. But one out of every four people is a plenty of people to be armed.
Right, and they had more gun freedom back in the 1940s as well.
Yes.
In California.
Everywhere.
In California today, you can still have guns. You just have to keep them in your house, pretty much.
There was that instance where they tried to ban handguns only in the city of San Francisco,
yeah.
But it got repealed or something.
That's true. It was challenged in court, I think, at the state level, and the court overturned it. So if the Japanese were to land in California tomorrow afternoon, I'm pretty sure the government would probably look the other way as Americans ran to defend, pulled their guns from their houses and actually...
Yeah, I don't think they'd be enforcing their gun laws then. Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about being overrun by the Japanese or the Germans or even all of Europe.
Basically, countries get invaded by their neighbors. And I don't think that the big red monster to our north above the 49th parallel is going to roll over that anytime soon.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your call's coming up, and Universal Healthcare. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, go and get it for free right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. That is freetalklive.com.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to d2z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. That's d2z.org.
To the phones, to the fun. Todd in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
How's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I know that a lot of crazy stuff is going on with the war and everything in Iraq and all that, but the reason I called into the show was because I wanted to talk about the video games that the military has been putting out.
Like America's Army? Are there other ones?
Well, yeah, America's Army. And it's interesting because my brother has actually played the game quite extensively. And what I find quite interesting about this is that you know, taxpayers are actually footing the bill for this game.
Yes,
and you know, if that's the thing. I mean, you know, if you go to say a Walmart or say a Kmart or maybe, you know, a Target, and you find a game like, you know, an Army game for your PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 3, you know, that's not a big deal. But when you find this on the net and you find that your taxpayers' money is being used this to actually propagandize people into joining the Army, and as a great measure of just trying to get them into, you know, say, fight the war in Iraq.
But what's new? That's new, though. I mean, they've been doing that for years. Just because they have the technology of games is just a new new outreach method. I mean, they've been using taxpayer dollars in the media, radio and television and newspapers forever to recruit people. So this is just one more sort of branch of recruiting for them. I mean, it is kind of despicable, but it's just yet another outreach program for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, you know, you would think that if they're going to have an outreach program, you know, the military keeps missing recruitment goals, so they could...
The Army does.
Yeah. They could be, you know...
Mm-hmm. Done. Todd's gone. 800-259-9231. They could be, I don't know where he was going with that, but I do know that the military has a pretty large online presence as far as, you know, not only are they advertising on television and radio anymore, but they're also advertising online, and it seems like the gaming world is a major target audience for them. There are, if you go to gaming websites, you will frequently see ads for the military. Obviously, they have their own video game that they are putting out there, and of course, the entire purpose of the game is to be some sort of level of simulation as to what it's like to be in the Army.
It makes sense. I mean, you know, as far as gamers go, the large percentage of gamers out there are male, and the Army's obviously interested more in males than they are in females. You know, males are better at stopping bullets, I guess. And, you know, young people. So it makes perfectly good sense that's where they'd be advertising. Young people are online.
So, I mean, I'm with Todd in his concern for...
I don't want to have to pay for the Army's advertising, but I am.
I don't want to have to pay for the Army. I'd like the military to go away, personally. That would be kind of nice.
Well, I'd like it to at least shrink to its constitutional levels. Which
I could
means
live with them coming home and shrinking down to size and being a defensive force. It would certainly be a step in the right direction.
Rather than occupying 131 UN member states.
Right, and having over 700 military bases and installations worldwide. Yeah, mm-hmm. That should all be sold off and shut down.
Yeah, I know that people fear that we wouldn't be safe otherwise, but... What about all the other countries that don't have 131? All the other countries. It's all of them. All of them.
Yeah.
Every last other country. Like, you can't think of another country that has as many military bases in as many countries as we do. How come they're not safe? Oh, because we're keeping them safe. Well, then
why is it our responsibility? How'd that happen?
Right. How come the American citizens are responsible for keeping the world safe, for keeping the shipping lanes open? Why do I have to pay for that? Why isn't some... person in Bangladesh or England or Australia for
you
that matter.
Wait a minute. You didn't opt in when you were graduating high school? They didn't give you a piece of paper that said, congratulations, you're 18 now. Now we'd like you to sign up to support protecting the entire world with your tax dollars? You didn't actually consent to that?
No.
Huh. That's funny. You know what? I didn't either. Julia, did you?
No.
No? 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey there.
Yeah, I wanted to make two comments. One, I got a kick out of that guy calling about the rumor, really sort of entertaining.
The one who was upset about the rumor?
Yeah.
Or the one that called with
The guy that thought that we'd all be speaking German if it weren't for the United States fighting in World War II?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're close to goose-stepping now with, you know, fascist America and Bush, but I mean, that's sort of beside the point.
All we need are the brown shirts. And the jackboots. All we need are the brown shirts. I think we've already got the jackboots in this country.
Well, you know, I would have assumed two seasons ago when the Gap was doing the khaki outfits with the military jackets and the khaki pants for men and women that we were probably pretty close to being a brown shirt nation then. But sadly, with the activities of last weekend, the warrantless surveillance being approved by the Senate and the House, I think we're closer to real fascism now, and we don't have to worry about the Germans. I think we have a dynasty that's sort of wreaking havoc on this country, and I know they're sort of vacationing in Kennebunk. I won't say anything more than that, but enough said about that. Regarding the breast implants or the breast modifications in the Army, there are cases where that is done. When women have cancer, or if there's an injury with regard to weapons, or, you know, if one has shrapnel and the breast is sort of removed or taken out, there is a reconstruction that actually is, you know, sort of necessary. Also, the first breast reconstructions were done on men during World War I. in the military, you know, with the triage hospitals when people would have their chest blown out by shrapnel and things. So, I mean, we have to be very specific whether we're talking about cosmetic surgery or actual surgery that, you know, is needed to repair wounds that occur in combat.
The original caller was suggesting it was a cosmetic sort of elected situation where...
But you do have to say this with the Army. The Army has lost over, or I should say there's about $3.2 trillion that's been unaccountable for the last 7 years with the Pentagon. So the possibility that someone may be playing shenanigans or doing something with U.S. taxpayers' money is not beyond the pale. In fact, if we remember some of the $22,000 titanium hammers that were purchased for the Air Force and the $18,700 toilet seat that made a lot of news back in the mid-1980s, that there are all sorts of strange things that occur with the military budget, the Pentagon, and the armed services.
We had a gentleman in here just sort of hanging out with Nick the other night, who was from the military. He was on leave, and he confirmed something that we had heard. We'd heard a report on the internet that the Navy, for instance, was known to have just taken old tools and that sort of thing and shoving them off the sides of aircraft carriers so they could get the same budget next year to buy all brand new tools with, because otherwise, you know, the government bureaucrats, if they don't spend their budget, they don't get the same budget the next year.
That's correct.
And he said that he had experienced a situation where they'd ordered too many Lazy Boy chairs and they set them on fire.
Yeah, and you know what's really sad? Those Lazy Boy chairs could have been used to help people in New Orleans, even for the people that were, you know, forced to live in the temporary shelters, or the homeless that really is a part of, you know, the American urban landscape.
Now, Frank, you know as well as I do that if the United States military attempted to take those brand-new Lazy Boy chairs that they had, rather than setting them on fire and tried to get them to poor people, that they would pay triple or quintuple the costs of those chairs just trying to transport them there.
They really did
us a favor by setting those things on fire.
I disagree. You know, it's willful waste makes willful want. But enough said. I enjoyed the show.
Thanks for the call, Frank. We appreciate
it. Keep rocking, guys.
We appreciate your call, as always, sir. And
thank
we will. 800-259-9231. Paula is on the line in Florida. We'll talk to her and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan personal cooling system. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We can take you can take control of the airwaves, and we will take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, and though we do ask that you voluntarily support the program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done hundreds of our listeners, for as little as $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it's totally voluntary. You can enjoy all the features on our website for free, and when you've decided that it's worth a little bit, head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for the program. Let's see, you will get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum. So there are a few perks that we offer, but the main reason to do it is to help Free Talk Live spread onto more radio stations across the country. That's what we do with the money. We take the money in from you and we turn it around into advertising the show. We buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, which is sort of the industry publication for the talk radio business. We go to the industry conventions, and there's a variety of other things that we're doing with that money that's coming in. You can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. But suffice it to say that the reason why we're on the 27 stations that we're on today is mostly due to the amplifiers.
Right. It's hard work on our part and the money of the amplifiers.
Right. And the money really helps that hard work go further. So it makes a big difference if you get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula, hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. Did you hear what happened today?
Oh, no.
They said that our economy's gone. We're being supported by Japan, Australia, and a few other countries. They said we got
who's
too busy today. And I tell you what, you should have heard BBC. They were screaming at us.
Wait a minute. Now, who is they that was saying that the economy is gone?
Well, we found out some of it on Alex. Then anyway, we found some more information we got on BBC. And they were screaming at us. They were telling everybody in England's country, I told you not to invest in the United States because of their government. Now, anyway, they were just screaming. They've lost billions because of all the loans they bought from us and all that. Anyway, we're being supported by Australia and Japan and a few other countries.
Well, this is old news. Why is it that Australia and Japan with their fiat currency system?
Because we've got no choice because Europe has busted because of all
Europe's
the money that
busted.
They, you know, all the loans they bought from here.
I thought the euro was doing better than the dollar.
Huh?
I thought the euro was doing better than the U.S. dollar.
The dollar's gone.
Well, the dollar's been dying off for years,
anyway,
Paula.
This
seems like old news. The U.S. has been getting influxes of loans from other countries for years.
Now I mean, all of Europe is just about busted. And, I mean, they were screaming at us.
It's time to dig up the AK-47, the solid gold Krugerrands from the backyard, huh?
Well, I tell you what. They said our president did this, our government did that. I mean, they were screaming at you. Why did you just, I told you not to do this, not to invest in the United States.
There you go, Paula. You know what? I appreciate you bringing that up. And thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
They sound like an upset housewife.
Yeah. They. What? I don't know who they is. And all the things she's saying, I mean, it's
I went to the store today and bought a Diet Coke and a Slim Jim, and my dollar bought pretty much what it bought yesterday.
Still spends, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's not really completely over yet. And we were talking earlier this week about the economy and the falling, failing state of the U.S. dollar. There's no doubt we're in danger. The dollar is serious, in serious trouble and has been for decades, and it just keeps getting worse. It's not getting any better, that much is for sure. And it is true that the United States government does take loans from other countries. So some of the things she's saying are accurate. She's sort of maybe blowing it a bit out of
proportion. One thing's for sure is the dollar devalues every single year. Every year the dollar is worth less and
less. That's true.
Now, the Federal Reserve will tell you that's a good thing. Well, it might be good for them. I don't know how good it is for me.
Right. So Paul is sort of trying to make this all sound like it happened today, but it's been happening for decades. And if you are a wise person, you will not put your money in dollars. You'll diversify and invest in various different areas and precious metals and that sort of thing, and you'll be okay.
There's all kinds of hedges against inflation, but diversification is probably the best thing.
Right. Running around like a chicken with your head cut off screaming is not going to solve the problem. So rational analysis of the situation and understanding the monetary system and the economy would be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue with the phone calls. Go to Matt in Illinois. Matt on the amplifier line. Hello there.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
There's a lady here, too.
Good evening, lady. How are you?
I'm excellent.
What's on your mind, Matt?
First off, I'd like to make a comment to the guy who was talking about us goose-stepping.
Yes.
And the Germans making us goose-step. I think our own government's doing a fine job of making us goose-step on its own. It doesn't need the Germans' help.
Didn't they say that? No, I don't know who it was, but there's a paraphrase of something out there. I'm going to do an awful job of hacking up here that essentially has essentially said that, you know, fascism, when it comes to America, will come waving the flag and, you know, singing patriotic songs. It's not going to look like the same fascism necessarily up front to most Americans. And I think that a lot of Americans have been brought into sort of the fascist mindset without even realizing it.
And I don't think that we needed the help of the Germans or them to overrun us at all. If they could have just waited it out, we would have been right with them.
Well, if we weren't the rulers of the world, the most powerful nation in the world, I don't think that the fascism would have come quite as quickly.
Maybe not.
That's a good point. Matt, any other thoughts?
What I called about was you were talking yesterday about license plate stickers.
Yeah.
And in Illinois, it costs us $98. It cost me $98 because I have a minivan to put a sticker on my license plate. And I had to get one in March. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get it in March. And I didn't get it in April. And I didn't get it in May. And I went all the way through till August with an unregistered license plate without getting my sticker.
Pretty tricky.
Well, I knew it wasn't there, and I was thinking to myself, every day I'm getting up for work, and I'm thinking, my God, if the police pull me over, I'm in big trouble because mm-hmm. I don't have registered license plates. So finally, I started thinking about, well, maybe I should just do it as a protest, but now finally I was a weenie, and I went and got my license plate re-registered earlier this month.
So it's $90 per year?
$98 a year.
Wow. You know, that makes Florida seem like a deal in comparison. It's only 30-something down there.
And I'm not sure that it's a terribly effective protest to not register your license plate. You know, it's all it does is the cop's just out there doing, is the way he sees it, out there doing a job. I'm not saying that I consider that job to be very valuable to society, but that's the way he sees it. And nobody's going to really know that your license plate isn't registered properly. You'd probably be better off buying this bumper sticker with the Sinclair Lewis quote that says, "When fascism comes to America,
that's what
it'll be wrapped in a flag and carrying a cross."
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciate it. You know, in regards to license plates, there was a situation recently here. We've moved up here from Florida, and I'm not interested in going and registering
with... that's what I was going to recommend to him. I recommend you get an address in another state if you can and get a license in another state.
Right. It's technically against the law, but then again, I never really consented to follow those laws in the first place. And New Hampshire gave me a very explicit opportunity to consent to follow those laws, and I X'd out their little consent and refused to agree to it. And so my vehicle's still registered down in Florida, which I was concerned for a moment because Florida sent me my renewal form for this year, and I was ready to cut them a check, but it said that they had to see proof that I had Florida insurance by a company that did business in Florida. And I don't have Florida insurance. I have New Hampshire insurance by a company that does do business in Florida, and so I sort of rolled the dice. I figured, well, I'm going to send them my check and see if they take my money. And they did. And so they sent me my renewal, so I'm good for another year. But in the event that they didn't, in the event that they said, sorry, this is New Hampshire insurance, it won't qualify, we won't renew you, I would have gone to thinkfree.ca and gotten one of their Freeman on the Land Canadian plates. Now, what would happen if you were driving, because Canadians come down here all the time and drive around in their Canadian cars. I mean, I've seen them all the way down in Florida, the snowbirds. So what would happen if you're driving around Illinois or your home state with a car with Canadian tags on them? They couldn't run the numbers, could they? I mean, some people have said that the state databases are now all tied in together.
They claim that.
Right.
They claim the state ones are, but
no,
I can't imagine.
They're tied into Canada, though. They claim that they have access to both. When I was planning a trip to Canada, it was one of my main concerns because I read an article online that said that now they are linking databases and sharing databases, and I had a conviction, a very small conviction, but I was afraid I wasn't going to get in because of this, and nothing happened. I didn't even get ID'd at the border to get into Canada, so I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the word on the street.
I can tell you that the Canadian authorities do have certain access to American authorities.
Do the American authorities have the same access?
I'm only telling you what I can tell you, which is the Canadian authorities do have access to two criminal records from the United States.
Yeah, but I don't know if that translates necessarily to the cop on the street being able to run a Canadian license plate.
I don't know either.
We would know more if a law enforcement officer decided to call in and enlighten us, that's for sure. 800-259-9231, but I found that as an interesting, it would make an interesting protest because it's just thinkfree.ca. It's just their license plate they came up with. It's not a real Canadian license plate, but it says Canada on it, and I think that would be enough to get a cop to just shrug his shoulders and look the other way.
Or pull you over and mess with you.
Well, whatever. That's fine. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's on the way. We've got a variety of callers. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Hang on through the news at Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.